We've got some opportunities with some additional extension agents being funded. So we're going to have 6 new extension agents coming up in the coming years in the state of Georgia. There's also a continuation of funding for the University of Georgia Vet Diagnostic Labs. They'll get a $1.5 million in funding this upcoming budget, where they'll be able to buy new equipment that's kind of been aging and some other issues that they've had, and be able to get those issues solved. And that's really important when you talk about any type of animal health or food safety issue, being able to react quickly like they did when we had the PEDV virus here at the state show earlier this year. Also, we worked on a livestock liability bill. We were able to get it passed through the Senate, but it got tied up in the House. But we'll carry that into the 2016 session and hope to get some positive movement out of that. Also, there was feral hog legislation that will open up hunting to those hogs all year round. It will help to kind of ease some of the burden that those hogs are causing, the damage that they're causing the property owners around the state, and a lot of farmers are excited about that opportunity. So overall, it was a good legislative session. They were able to get the transportation bill passed that'll help out rural Georgia, improving some of the roads, that a lot of the food that's eaten in Atlanta, it comes from rural Georgia, and it has to travel over roads that have been pretty rough over the last several years. So we're excited to get those things improved and help out the state of Georgia.